We're back. New year, new journey. What the actual heck is happening right now? Hi, besties. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm so excited I can finally start my first podcast episode. I could not imagine being here and setting this up all by myself. I never thought I would actually do the work, but here I am. And thank you so much for being here today on my very first podcast episode. And if you're watching on YouTube, thank you for continuing watching my journey. I know I took a short little break, but it was to build this because my YouTube was looking a hot mess and it wasn't organized. And I want to be able to help people as much as I can. And I don't think any of that was helpful. I think it was just a hot mess of a channel. We're fixing that. We're here, we're live, and I want to thank you so much for being here today, and I'm so excited to record this first episode for you. So thank you for being here, supporting me along my journey. And if you are new here, I just wanted to introduce myself a bit. My name is Tierra, and I air out all my personal business on social media to help me and to help you. Even if it doesn't make sense, because no matter what, it'll help somebody, okay? I be airing out everything because I really believe that everything can help somebody somewhere, because sometimes things aren't just talked about enough, okay? And if you think you're alone and going through something that nobody else is, it's because it's not talked about. You are alone. There's other people going through it too. Their ego's too big and they won't talk about it. So I take it upon myself to talk about these taboo topics, mental health, crying on the internet. I do it all to make you feel less alone and to make me feel less alone. It's like a two-way street. I help you, you help me. And I love it here. I love it. I would not have it any other way. I personally don't want to use this episode's time to talk about myself, but I don't want you to be like, who is this giving me advice on the internet? I don't know who she is. I don't even know what she's gone through. I don't want you to do that. So I feel like this episode should be dedicated on telling you about myself and who I am and what I do. And that's hard. Because I know things about myself, but I be acting like I don't know anything about myself. Not even acting. I literally, okay, we're going a little deep here. So a little deep too fast. So let me calm down, slow down, roll back a little bit. My name's Tierra, and I struggle with borderline personality disorder. And it has been a struggle through my entire life, through my relationships, just sitting here doing nothing, working. It literally affects every single area of my life. So what borderline personality disorder is, it's the instability of moods, behaviors, and relationships. So as you can hear it, I'm unstable across the ground. So if you want advice from somebody who isn't like adulty and acts all proper and I have it all together all the time because I'm just perfect, I'm the girl. I'm your girl because I don't act like everything's perfect. Nothing is perfect around here, okay? This is life. Let's be so for real. Struggles happen, okay? I'm just got a lot of struggle going on, okay? And I never want to come from a place that I have it all figured out, because life just keeps happening to everybody. You can't have it all figured out. And if you do, let me know. Give me the answers. I need it figured out, okay? I need a lot figured out. Help. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm unstable across the ground. Moods, behaviors, and relationships, that's crazy. And there's like 9 criteria in order to be diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. But we're not going to go too deep into that because, yeah, you guys know I have BPD. If you want to learn more about it, you can look at my old videos on YouTube, or you can research it, because this isn't what this episode is about. I typically am like a BPD content creator, but I don't want to box myself in and people only think that I'm helping people with BPD. I want to help everybody, because I truly believe that people with borderline personality disorder are literally just normal human beings with like that are like on emotional steroids. Like, we have the same emotions, we have the same experiences, just times that by 10, and that's what I feel and that's what I'm experiencing at all times. So it's not that I'm completely different and act completely different than everyone else. No, I just experience things more intensely, and I just want to be able to help all people and not be like, oh, this girl has BPD, she's not gonna be able to help me. Not that I experience more, but like I experience really, really intensely, so I can be able to help because I felt that times 10. Not to compare my trauma to yours, because maybe you have. I don't ever want to come up like, I have it worse. I don't, okay? I don't and I do, but I don't and I do. I just want you to know I'm a human being experiencing experiences, and I want to help all human beings that I can. And I don't want you to think that I'm in this little box. If you do want to learn more about it, definitely check out my videos from the past, or Google is free, because this is not what this episode is about. I am not a doctor. I'm not a mental health therapist. I'm just a girl. airing it all out on the internet, okay? A little bit of background about me. Growing up, I have never felt like I belonged anywhere. I felt like, not like I didn't belong. I definitely could like talk to anyone and be anyone's friend. Say I was like in a group of people, I felt like I could fit in, but I did not belong in that group. We were at school, I fit in that group, but it felt like I was never gonna get invited after, if that makes sense. Or if they made a group chat, I wouldn't be part of that group chat. If I fit into that group, I would just be fitting in that moment, but I was never a part of a group, if that makes sense. And I always felt that way. Even like now, I feel like I fit in everywhere, but I don't necessarily belong. Like, this is an ongoing thing for me, okay? But I used to cope so terribly with this when I was younger. So I have had every friend group in the book. I have been part of like the little druggy hood rat little friend group. I have been part of let's play sports, go sports, I'm a cheerleader type of friend group. I have also been part of the weird band kid friend group type of thing. I've been friends with the drama kids, but I've never felt like I belonged, okay? I have been anywhere and everywhere. I feel like I've had every perspective in the book and I've lived like in a little storybook, okay? Like I have literally feel like I've lived every life with all the friends that I've had and of all the experiences I've experienced. And because I was just trying to make myself fit into every group, I really don't think I've ever developed a sense of self. I've sometimes feel like I am a mush of like 20 people that I've met in my life, put that into my body, and that's who I am. Awkward. Over time, I feel like I've developed some sense of self, but like growing up, that's genuinely how I felt. I felt like I was just a mush pile of like 20 people, and I wasn't really myself. I was also an only child growing up, so if I went through anything at home, I went through it alone, and I dealt with it by myself, and I spent a lot of time alone growing up. I was a really sad person who had a lot of time to think. I didn't know who I was. I was always alone, and I always had time to think. That is like a recipe for disaster. And I was like a pretty good kid growing up until we hit like age 14. And then all of a sudden I'm on the edge of expulsion for the rest of my years of schooling. Dating terrible guys, sneaking out all the time, really just doing hood rat shit with my friends. I was just not okay. I ended up getting in trouble with the law at one time. I ended up in the hospital for reasons at one time. Awkward. Yeah, I just ended up being in a lot of bad situations growing up. And yeah, this started to lead into my adulthood. And it didn't feel great. I was really depressed and really sad. And I didn't know who to talk to because I didn't know who else was experiencing these things, and I didn't know how to talk about it because it was super uncomfortable. And anytime that I did talk about it, I was invalidated because I just need to grow up. I need to mature. I just need to do better. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do that and this and this and that and that and that and that and that. I need to do everything in the world to fix myself. And I never ever gave myself lenience to just be okay with who I am. It's always, I need to do this to fit in here, to seem cool, for my parents to be proud of me. I need to do this so I can, it just felt like there was so much pressure from coming from every area of my life and mainly from myself because, again, I didn't know who I was or what I was doing and my subconscious was like, hey, help. Help! Help yourself! Have somebody help you! Do this! Like, my subconscious was just screaming for help. And so, I was just putting myself in a lot of fucked up situations for help growing up. But none of it helped. It was like temporary fixes and stuff. Because I was alone and I wouldn't talk about it in the way that I needed to talk about it. I would just be like, yeah, I'm alone. People would be like, oh, just do this, just do that. Let's just mask it. And if I could find like a coping mechanism to make myself like feel better or to get through a hard time, it was usually like a bad coping mechanism. For example, if I was back in high school in my bad little phase, okay, I did a few things one time or another. And I'd be like, oh, I feel normal when I drink. And I'm like, oh, I don't have a drinking problem because now I'm doing this instead today, this substance instead today, and then maybe the next day it'll be the next substance to make myself feel normal. Like, I was just a hot mess express growing up. I was trying to cope in terrible ways and taking substances, doing things to make myself feel better, partying all the time, doing hood rat stuff with my friends, and I just didn't know who I was or what I was doing at all. And obviously this led into my adulthood. So after graduating high school, which thank God I graduated high school, because technically I shouldn't have graduated high school. I could pull up my report card right now and you'd be like, how the heck did they let you walk stage? I don't know. But shout out Miss Freitag. Thank you so much for helping me, because I wouldn't have graduated if it wasn't for you. You literally helped me so much. Shout out to my principal, because I genuinely think I got a pretty pass. But after graduating high school, going into college, I basically like ran away from home. I was getting kicked out all the time, and then they would like call the cops on me. So basically at 18, when I was allowed to leave, I left. I was like, I'm out of here. So I went to school an hour away from home. I lived there, paid my own rent, paid my own bills. I did everything by myself, and it was exhausting, tiring, and I still did not have the emotional or mental well-being under wraps whatsoever. I still was where I was at mentally at college when I was an hour away back at home. So nothing changed here. I was still literally living the same exact life that I was living in high school in college, because I wasn't dealing with anything at all. And not to sound like this person, but it wasn't until I started social media and actually expressing my emotions and sharing what I was going through did I realize that I was a little more normal than I thought, and I was just being invalidated and thrown left and right. And yes, there is some accountability that I did need to take there, and I did need to go to therapy, and I did need to learn new behaviors, but there wasn't as much wrong with me as I thought that there was. And I honestly just want to prevent everyone from going through what I went through in order to get where I'm at. Because personally, for me, to be completely real and honest with you, shit got worse before it got better. And I don't want you to wait till stuff gets worse for you to get better, because I technically did not need to do that. I just sat in my shit for so long that I didn't get better and I didn't know how to. So hopefully I can teach you how, or maybe break your brain patternings and things in your brain to help you not be where I'm at. Because when I started social media, I'm pretty sure the day I started social media is the same day that my cat died, my parents got divorced. Reminder, I was like 21, so I was going through an adult parent divorce and I'm an only child, so that was awkward. And then my boyfriend of a few years broke up with me, and again, I had borderline personality disorder. One of the biggest criteria for it is fear of abandonment. To be completely real and honest with you, that same day, I tried to, I hate sounding like this because it sounds manipulative, but it wasn't manipulative. I was just going through a really hard time, and it wasn't to make them stay, I swear to God. But I tried to unalive. Yeah, I was going through a really, really hard time, and I was just dependent on others and other things and outside sources, and it just wasn't good, and I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to be like me. And that's just like one of my many stories. Like, if you think that's bad, we'll get into it throughout the course of the podcast. It's plural, because I can't go into my whole lore today. We'd be sitting here for hours. I just want to prevent you guys from being like me and going through what I went through to wait to get better. And maybe I can just talk your head off and everything, but just know that living in your truth is what will get you to where you need to be, okay? I never thought talking about me crying and having borderline personality disorder would make me feel like the most me I've ever felt in my life, but like, yeah, it does. And it's not that just me crying and me being aware that I have BPD is what changed my life. It was just everything that came in between of living my truth. I started sharing that this is what I'm experiencing, and then I got friends out of it who experienced similar things that are also trying to get better as well. By living in my truth, I was able to further advocate for my needs and myself that I wasn't able to before, because I was too scared to live that truth. Like, I was aware that I had borderline personality disorder before all of this, but I wasn't advocating that. I would just like go to the doctor or something and they'd be like, oh, you don't have BPD, you have depression. Huh? Like, I'm pretty sure I'm diagnosed. And I'm like, no, you have depression. But it wasn't until I was like, hey, no, this is literally what I go through. I know my needs. This is what I need. Wasn't until I was able to be comfortable with myself, because I'm finally now getting the help that I need. I'm finally getting the community and the support that I need, the friends that I need. And I'm living the life that I'm supposed to live now, because I am comfortable with it. There's nothing wrong with me. That is just how my brain is firing. It's how it's wired. And that's just who I am. It's kind of like the metaphor, if you take a fish and a bear and measure its intellect by climbing a tree, obviously the bear is going to get on the tree. The flitch is still going to be in the bottom, flapping away, because that's not where it's meant to be. It's meant to be in the water. Now, if you take a bear and a fish into the water, obviously the fish is going to do way better than the bear. It's meant to be in the water. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, just because your life doesn't look like someone else's does not mean that you are behind and that you're not supposed to be this person, that you're not supposed to be here, that you don't belong. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means that you might not be where you're supposed to be, or you might not be aware of your own truth yet, and that's okay. You might have exploring to do, and that is fine. I did. This journey has been hard. It's not an easy journey, but I don't want you to wait until you're like everything comes crashing down for the awareness to start. I had the awareness before. I just wasn't advocating for my needs. So hopefully I can plant that seed in you a bit, just to know, no matter who you are or what you're going through, what you got going on, that you're exactly where you need to be. There's nothing wrong with you. Like, we're just humans living the human experience, and we all experience it differently, but in similar ways, you know? And hopefully I can show you that. Hopefully I've showed you that in the past if you have followed my other channels. But hopefully through this channel, I can show you that as well. But that's enough about me and like my journey in particular. I kind of want to talk more about today about having goals, because your girl is at this point right now where I don't feel like I have a goal. Because I was at the bank yesterday and the lady looked at me and I was talking about my money, like, hey, like, I don't know where to put my money or anything. And she was like, okay, well, what's your goal? And I was like, I don't know. I'm 23, no kids, no boyfriend. I don't have a house, so I'm not glued to anything. I don't know what my goal is. I feel like I'm just floating around this earth right now, posting on social media, crying. And she was like, okay, but what is your goal? Like, what do you want to do with your money? And I'm like, I don't know. If like my leg breaks or something, I just want to make sure that I have money to not work and still get everything that I want and need. And she was like, okay, but like, what's your future goal? And I said, ask me that one more time, I'm gonna punch you in the face. No, but really, that's a question I haven't thought about in a long time, because my goals were like, make people feel less alone, help other people, do this, do that, and nothing for myself. And I'm having that realization that like, I don't have a goal for myself right now. But I feel like that's okay. That's okay. Even if this doesn't apply to you and applies to someone else, your easy might be someone else's hard, and your hard might be someone else's easy. That doesn't make you less than a person, and it doesn't make you more of a person. It just makes you a human, and you should always remember that. Like, for example, for me, dealing with emotions is really, really hard. Like, any emotion that switches for me, I'm exhausted, I'm sad, I can't. Like, it's a lot for me. Emotions are hard for me. Probably because I have a personality disorder. But someone else may just be going through their emotions throughout their day. No problem. It's a breeze. The switch doesn't exhaust them. They're doing great. Just because I have a harder time dealing with my emotions doesn't make me less than or more than. They may have a harder time expressing their emotions because they don't have as many or has as intense emotions throughout the day. They may have a harder time expressing those emotions than I do because I feel those big emotions. That doesn't make us less than or more than or anything. We're still equal. We're still experiencing hard times, just in different ways. Just because something is easy for you doesn't mean that it's not hard for someone else. And just because something is hard for you doesn't mean it's not easy for someone else. But that does not take away from that we are human, experiencing the same experiences just in slightly different ways. And to feel normal and okay with it, we have to talk about these things. I do want to say that living in your truth, though, is not always easy, especially if you haven't been for a while. And I'm just telling you this to be completely real and honest. I started telling people I have borderline personality disorder, started crying on the internet and showing people like, hey, I am trying to change, but this is also what I'm going through. Because again, there does take a level of accountability and things that I do need to change. But one of my best friends told me to stop posting, told me that it is embarrassing, and told me that she would never take advice from me because of the person that I am. Ouchie. And reminder, I've been friends with her since I've been 4 years old, so that was obviously like really hard to hear, and it did make me want to stop living in my truth and did make me want to revert to going back to where I was before and just like, okay, I'll be quiet, I'll shut up, I'll just not act like this is, I'm just gonna act like this is not happening to make you more comfortable, blah, blah, blah. But if I would have done that, I wouldn't have found you guys. I would have not been comfortable with myself, and I would not be as happy as I am today. It does suck that I did lose my best friend since I've been 4 years old, because reminder, this was only like 2-3 years ago. I lost my best friend of years over this, but at the same time, I have gained so many more understanding people who actually are okay with who I am and don't berate me for feeling what I feel or tell me that I shouldn't feel the way that I feel, because you are entitled to how you feel. You are entitled to how you act and how you treat people. You should be aware of those things, but you are entitled to how you feel. So I did make the choice to be like, hey, like, I'm going to continue doing this because I feel like this aligns with me. She decided to never talk to me again until she needed something. So yeah, you do lose some things out of being real, living in your truth, but at the same time, you gain so much more. Like, none of this has ever been about the followers. I really just wanted to help people and become more comfortable with myself and teach other people to do the same. And I genuinely love it. But if I decided to shut up and to make somebody else comfortable, because that's what I think it should be, I wouldn't be here. I would be still sad just to be her friend, because I was in the wrong place, the wrong time, and just not doing what I should have been doing. I was not living in my truth, and that's what I needed to do. But moral of the story, once you live in your truth, you have so much more to gain than to lose when you're living in your truth. I promise you. And if that's not the truth, it's because you might not be still living in your truth, to be 100% honest with you. If something is so deeply in your mind and in your heart, it is probably meant for you. You want to hear something weird and insane? When I was younger, I used to make my mom vlogs and videos on her phone, right? And I've always been an emotional being, and I've always stood that ground. I always used to yell at my parents, like, I'm just emotional, please just listen to me. And I kind of all tied it all together. And I've been saying this since I've been little, okay? I've been making vlogs on my mom's little slide, little flip phones, before the iPhone existed. I used to make her videos on there every morning. I'd be like, hey mom, it's 8 a.m. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm eating. I just wanted to tell you this. I love you so much. And then when I was like 12, I tried running a mental health page, which honestly, like, I know a 12-year-old running a mental health page, I don't know. But it's always been in my mind and my heart. But until I started acting on it, living in my truth and speaking everything into existence, wasn't until I started to be comfortable. And I just hope to do the same for you. I don't know. I don't want this like podcast episode to be too long, because I just want this to be the introduction of myself, but I will be posting once a week for you guys. So I'm very excited to be here today. I just wanted to give you the wraparound about what my podcast is about and a little bit more of who I am and what I've been through, even though that isn't the whole thing. Maybe we'll do like a little my story one day, but I don't know. Basically, this podcast is just uncomfortable topics to help me and to help you. So hopefully it can. I don't know, moral of the story, live in your truth, live your life, do your thing, and who cares? Because as long as you're a good human being, it doesn't matter, because we're all going through the same things in different fonts, okay? So be who you are and live the truth that you want to live. Even if you lose a person or two, you're going to gain so much more out of it as long as you're doing the right thing. And there is no right thing. It's only right for you. I promise you. I promise. You have no idea how excited I am to be doing this. I have been literally planning this thing for like a month. And it doesn't look like a lot, but this is a lot harder than what it looks. And if you're listening on podcasts, maybe stop in to see what my little room looks like. But this took a lot of work. For those watching on YouTube, this took a lot of work. I did this all by myself, okay? I'm not a handyman. But I was just really excited to be here with you guys today. And I'm really excited to start this journey with you guys. I love sharing my life with you guys, even if it's embarrassing to me. I don't find it embarrassing. I find it helpful to somebody. There's at least one person that this is helping. So even if you think this is embarrassing, there's somebody else who this is really, really helping right now. Just because it's uncomfortable to you doesn't mean it's uncomfortable to someone else. And even if it is uncomfortable, it might be helping them. It just isn't talked about enough, but I'm willing to talk about it. So let's freaking talk about it. I will be posting on here once a week, so make sure that you keep a lookout for that. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to give it a big thumbs up and don't forget to hit that subscribe button. It's gonna help me so freaking much. Thank you. Again, I hate doing self-promo. I'm just pretty sure this is what you're supposed to do. I don't know though. Or if you're listening to this on podcast, make sure to give this a 5-star rating. A 5-star. Nothing lower, please. I'm starting my new journey. Help a friend. Help a new creator. Help. And if this does make you feel comfortable through the uncomfort, make sure to give it a 5-star rating to make sure that we can find our community. We're trying to build a community. Make us feel less alone. Make sure. Okay? But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And I cannot wait to start this journey with you guys. As you can tell, I'm very, very excited. I've done nothing like this before and I'm just excited. But yeah, make sure that you're tuning in every single Friday because that will be the release date of this podcast. I love you guys more than anything in the world. Thank you so much for listening and for bearing with me during my break. If you have been following me along on my YouTube, I'm excited to be back. I know there wasn't too much controversy in this podcast. I just know that this is the first one and you probably are wondering who the girl is and why she's talking to me. So I just wanted to introduce myself. I might have not left you saying, I don't know why she said that in this podcast. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But again, I just want to introduce myself and to give you the rundown about what this is going to be about. So hopefully I can make you feel a little more comfortable in the uncomfort. And I'll see you next week. Hopefully I'll see you. Hopefully I see you there. Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, no matter where you are. Just have a wonderful whatever. I love you guys.